Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We are at the Mishnah, six lines from the top of daf Kuf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Harav David ben Shima, Avram ben Gittel, Shoshana bas Esther Bela, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rafal Chaim Shayosha ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Tzvi ben Hinda, Yuda Leib Chizkio ben Basia, Elena bas Chana, Chaim Biyama Mordechai ben Ida, Pnina bas Esther, Chizkio Shloim Ziskin ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi Baruch ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Rav Chaim Doiv ben Krindel, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova Adasa, Chavasero bas Chana Freda, Yaakov Philo ben Chaya Sara, and Rechel Chana Malka bas Toba. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzal, Shloim Mezeb ben Avram Yitzchak, and Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochana. So we are at the conclusion, the eighth and final daf of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Mila, and the topic, of course, is what it's been the entire perek, and that is the mitzvah of Mila, specifically Mila on Shabbos. So we know the Torah says, "Ubayoy mashmini yimo psara lasoi." Mila is doicha Shabbos. Really, it's a chiddush that Mila is doicha Shabbos, because although the mitzvah of Mila is a mitzvah's esse d'oraisa, but when one does Mila on Shabbos, he's technically being Mechal Shabbos. Because to do Bris Mila involves removing the Arla, which causes a wound in the child, and Chavala is one of the Lamites Melachos. So on the one hand, you have the mitzvah Saseh of Mila. On the other hand, you have Chil Shabbos. Although we know Aseh is Doicha Lois Saseh, but we also know that Aseh is not Doicha Lois Saseh Vaseh. Aseh is not Doicha Lois Saseh Sheyesh Baikara. So really, the whole idea that Mila is Doicha Shabbos is very much a chiddush, stating that it's a pasuk in the Torah, Ubayay Mashmini Yimu Psar Alasai, that if it's a question of Mila Bizmanoi, emphasis on Zmanai versus Shabbos, the rule is Mila is Doicha Shabbos. What would happen if somebody attempted to do a Bris Mila on Shabbos but got it wrong? He has a problem, because it comes out that he wasn't Mekayim the Pasuk of Ubayoy Mashmini Yimo Psara Lasoi. Unfortunately, he was Mekayim the Pasuk of Mechalolea Mois Yumas. Mila shaloi b'makim mitzvah on Shabbos is going to be chol Shabbos. If somebody would do it b'mezid with edim and asra, he'd be chayiv skila. If you would do it b'mezid without edim or asra, he'd be chayiv karis. If somebody would do a mila on Shabbos, mess it up b'shoigig l'chura, he would have to bring a karban chatas. Stating that, we're about to see a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua with regards to someone that in his mind was doing a mila on Shabbos, got it wrong for whatever reason, whether in fact we view him as a mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, whether in fact he would be obligated to bring a karban chatas. If somebody had two children with which he had to do Bris Mila, Echad Lomel Achar HaShabbos, one child's Mila B'Zmanu was Sunday, the Echad Lomel B'Shabbos, and the other child's Mila B'Zmanu was Shabbos. V'shochach, and he made a mistake, Umoleh Shal Achar HaShabbos B'Shabbos, and he did the Bris Mila on the child whose Mila was supposed to be on Sunday on Shabbos, which was the seventh day, meaning he did it on the wrong day. So the halacha is chayiv, he's going to be chayiv to bring a karban chatas. The reason is because even though Mila is doicha Shabbos, but only Mila bezmano is doicha Shabbos. Mila shaloi bezmano is not doicha Shabbos. And this child that he just did bris mila for, it wasn't the child's eighth day, it was the seventh day. The real zmanoi was on Sunday. So even though he did Mila, and Mila is doicha Shabbos, but Mila shaloi bezmanoi is not doicha Shabbos, and as a result, being that he did it v'shochach, the Mishnah says, he did it by mistake, he's viewed like any mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, he's going to have to bring a karban chatas. What would be if it was in the verse, echal lomel b'erev Shabbos v'echal lomel b'shabbos, he had two children to do bris Mila. One's Mila bezmanoi was not Sunday, that was the case in the Reisha, but rather Friday, Erev Shabbos. The other one he was supposed to do on Shabbos. V'shachachu mola shal Erev Shabbos v'shabbos, and he did the bris Mila on the one that was supposed to be on Friday on Shabbos. So technically it's the same case. It's just a matter of semantics. He ended up doing a Mila on Shabbos, but the Mila wasn't a Mila Bezmanoi. It was a Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi. He did it by mistake. So says Rabbi Eliezer, it's the same halacha. Yichayiv Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says, in this case, you're going to be Poiter. In other words, according to Rabbi Yeshua, if the Mila that you did B'shoigig was a Mila Shaloi Bezmanoi, but the Zman was on Sunday, and you accidentally did it a day earlier, so then the halacha is you're going to be chayiv chatas. If, however, this man was on Friday, again, you did a milah shleib ismanoi b'shoigig on Shabbos, but not a day earlier, rather a day later. It wasn't the seventh day, it was the ninth day. In that case, Rabbi Yeshua says, you're going to be potter. And at first glance, obviously, shitas Rabbi Yeshua is tzarech bir. Rabbi Eliezer is consistent. Rabbi Eliezer says, milah b'smanoi is doicha Shabbos, milah shleib ismanoi is not doicha Shabbos. If somebody does a milah shleib ismanoi on Shabbos b'shoigig, he would have to bring a karbon chatos. It doesn't matter if it was a milah shleib ismanoi because the real day was Sunday. It doesn't matter if it was a milah shleib ismanoi because the real day was Friday. It doesn't matter if he did it on the seventh day or he did it on the ninth day. Either way, it's not the eighth day. So it's a milah shleib ismanoi. Milah shleib ismanoi is not doicha Shabbos. If you do it on Shabbos, you're mechal Shabbos. If you do it b'shoigig, you'd have to bring a karbon chatos. Rabbi Yeshua makes this distinction. He says, no, there's a difference between if you did it on the seventh day or if you did it on the ninth day. If you do it on the seventh day, I agree with you, Rabbi Eliezer. Then you're going to be chayiv chatos. If you did it on the ninth day, then you're going to be potter. So in the hemshach of the Gemara, we'll see what shitas Rabbi Yeshua is. Zok the Gemara, Rabbuna masni chayiv, Rabbi Yehuda masni potter. There was a machloikis amayroim. What exactly the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua was? Meaning, we just learned the Mishnah, which is one of two versions, as we'll see, maybe even three versions, of what this machloikis might have been. Rabbi Huna said chayev, Rabbi Yehuda said pot. What does this mean? Rabbi Huna masni chayev, Rabbi Huna taught chayev, he had the gears of our Mishnah, the Tanya Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, like Nechleku, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Shur didn't argue, Ami Shoy, Labi Sinakis, Echel Lamel B'Shabbos, Echel Lamel, Achara Shabbos, Vishachachu Mole, Shal Achara Shabbos, B'Shabbos, Shu Chayef. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shur never argued in a case where somebody did a Milah Shaloi Bismani on Shabbos, where the real man was supposed to be on Sunday. Meaning, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were in agreement that you're going to be Chayef, which is exactly what we saw in our Mishnah, that where it was a milah shleib ismanoi b'shoigig on Shabbos, but this man was supposed to be on Sunday, everyone agrees they're going to be chayv. Aman nechlechu, what was the machloikis? Again, like we saw in the Mishnah. Mishah ilo beis tinoikos. Someone had two children to do bris milah. Echad lamul be'echad be'erev Shabbos. Echad lamul b'Shabbos. Once milah b'smanoi was erev Shabbos, the other one was on Shabbos. V'shachachu mola shal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So it wasn't the seventh day, milah shaloi bismanei. Rather, it was the ninth day, milah shaloi bismanei. Over there, we have the machloikish. Rabbi Eliezer, mechayev chatas. Rabbi Shua poiter. Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to be chayev, just like in the previous case. Over here, Rabbi Shua says you're going to be potter. So this braisa that Rav Huna taught in the name of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, which was an explanation, a biur in the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, had the facts of the machloikis Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua exactly the way we have it on our Mishnah. But this is where he continues and says, Vishneyam loylam duo elo me'avoydas kechavim, as it relates to the makar, why Rabbi Eliezer felt the way he felt and Rabbi Yeshua felt the way he felt, it boils down to the following drasha. Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the makar that if somebody does a chayve krisos b'shoigig, he has to bring a karbon chatas? A mechal Shabbos b'shoigig brings a karbon chatas. Why? Because Chil Shabbos is a Chayvei Krisos. And Chayvei Krisos B'Shoigeg, you always bring a Karbon Chatos. What's the Makar to that? Because the Torah specifically mentions that if someone's Oved Avodah Zarah B'Shoigeg, he has to bring a Karbon Chatos. And we learn from there that the only time you bring a Karbon Chatos is if you do an Avera B'Shoigeg, but an Avera that's similar to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. Okay, says, and just like Avodah Zarah is a Chayvei Krisos, so too, the only time you'd ever bring a Karbon Chatos is if you do something similar to a Chayvei Krisos. But Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua debated how far are we supposed to take this idea that the only time you bring a karbon chatos is if it's similar to Avodah Zarah. So as it relates to the Avera having to be a Chayvei Krisos, we're all in agreement. There's no machloikis. For sure, it has to be similar to Avodah Zarah. However, the question is, how far do you take it? Rabbi Eliezer said, all it needs to be is similar to Avodah Zarah from a high level. Just like Avodah Zarah is something you're not allowed to do. And if you do it, you chayev chatos. So too, anytime a person does a chayvei krisos b'shoigeg, he's going to have to bring a karbon chatos. Rabbi Yeshua took it a step further. He said, Hasam v'la mitzvah, hacha mitzvah. That Avodah Zarah is not a mitzvah. Obviously, there's no such thing that a person was oved Avodah Zarah, and you could say that when he worshipped Avodah Zarah today, he was really doing a mitzvah. There's no such thing. It's Yehar Gaval Yavra Avodah Zarah. So if that's the case, anytime a person is oved Avodah Zarah, he's by definition not doing a mitzvah. So we learn from there, the only time somebody is chayiv to bring a karbon chatos for doing an Avera B'shoigig is if when he did the Avera, he was not doing a mitzvah. So time is Rabbi Yeshua. If that's the case, if someone has a milah to do, He did it on Shabbos. He really wasn't supposed to do it on Shabbos because it was a milah shelo bizmano. When was this man? Erev Shabbos. Which means when he did the bris milah, what day was it? It was the ninth day. So what he did was terrible. But at the same time, was he mekayim a mitzvah? Of course he was mekayim a mitzvah. Because this child needs a bris milah, and he just gave the child the bris milah. So it says Rabbi Yeshua, you can't be chayiv chatas. You know, it's not similar to avodah zarah. The only time you ever chayiv chatas is similar to avodah zarah. This is not similar to avodah zarah. Avodah zarah is lo yavid mitzvah. You just did a mitzvah. If the milah was supposed to be on Sunday, and you did it on Shabbos, so it comes out, what day did you do the bris milah on? The seventh day. If you do bris milah on the seventh day, were you a mekayim a mitzvah? No. Milah needs to be from the eighth day moving forward. Even a milah shalei bezmano is day 9, 10, 11, 12. But if you do it before the eighth day, then of course, you're not going to be mekayim a mitzvah. So it says, the Gemara zei geshmak. You want to know pshana Rabbi Yeshua. Milah shalei bezmano, b'shoyging on Shabbos. Yeah. Chatas, no chatas. It depends. Was it the seventh day? Then the halach is you're going to bring a chatas. Was it the ninth day? Then you're not going to bring a chatas. What's the difference? Oh, the difference is zeh geshmak. If it was the seventh day, you didn't do a mitzvah. If it was the ninth day, you did do a mitzvah. If you did a mitzvah, you're potter from chatas because now it's not similar to avodah zarah. If it's not similar to avodah zarah, that's why you're going to be chai. This was all Rav Huna. Rav Yehuda Masni potter. Rav Yehuda, however, had a different version, a different girsa in this machlokes. Tanya, we learned to the Brice, Amram Meir. So this is not like the Brice that the Gemara just mentioned. It's also not like the Mishnah. There was no machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Misha, Hayloi, Beis Tinoikis, Echelom, Berev, Shabbos, Echelom, Beshabbos, Shachom, Al Shalev, Shabbos, Shabbos, Shu, Potter. Meaning everybody agrees with what we just said, that if the Mila Basmani was on Friday, you ended up doing it on Shabbos, the halacha is you're going to be Potter. Why? Not similar to Avodah Zarah. Because you did a mitzvah. So being that you did a mitzvah, you can't be chayiv chatos for doing a mitzvah. Ma nechliku, what was the machloikis? I'm yishol yilo beis tinoikis, achalom achar Shabbos, achalom b'Shabbos. The machloikis was someone had to do two bris milas. One's man was on Shabbos, the other's man was on Sunday. V'shachachu malah shalachar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you did the Sunday's bris on Shabbos, which means you did the milah shalay b'zmane, but on the seventh day. You didn't even do a mitzvah. Over there, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatos. Rabbi Eliezer says you're going to be chayiv. For Rabbi Yeshua poiter. Rabbi Yeshua says even in there you're going to be potter. So now Rabbi Yeshua for sure needs a hesper. We can't use the svara that we just used in the previous Gemara, because in the previous Gemara we said Rabbi Yeshua holds the milah shalei bezmane doesn't bring a carbon chatas because he did a mitzvah. He did a mitzvah, it's not dum yadavay dazar. But here he didn't do a mitzvah. Here it was a milah shalei bezmane on the seventh day. So Zach the Gemara, Shnei Leilam du Elam Avedis Kechavim. The Makar to the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua, and obviously we'll understand Shitas Rabbi Yeshua now, it was again Avay dazar. Rabbi Eliezer Savak Avedis Kechavim. Rabbi Eliezer says, you want to know when you bring a carbon chatas? Very simple. Is it similar to Avay dazar from a 20,000 foot level? You did a chayv krisis, you did a b'shoigig, you're going to bring a chatas. That's the beginning and the end. For Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it has to be a little more similar to avodah zarah on a more micro level. Says Rabbi Yeshua, it's different because hasam loy tarid mitzvah, hacham tarid mitzvah. When a person's leaving avodah zarah, not only is he not doing a mitzvah, he's not even involved in doing a mitzvah. He doesn't even think he's doing a mitzvah. This yid nebuch, he came with the bris milah. He had a kvata, he had a sandig, kisa shel aliyo, bagels. He thought he's doing a mitzvah. So if he thought he's doing a mitzvah, even though he got it wrong, he ended up not doing a mitzvah. But let's be honest, is it dum yadavayda zara? So Yeshua in this version says that even if you didn't physically do the mitzvah, but being that in your mind, you're thinking mitzvah, you're trying to do a mitzvah, that's enough that it shouldn't be similar to avodah zarah. And if that's the case, even in this case, you're going to be potter. So according to the first brice of the Gemara brought, which is Rav Huna Shita, which is also the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer holds that anytime you do a milah shalei bezmane on Shabbos, b'shoyig you're going to be chayiv chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says it depends. The only time you're going to be chayiv is if you didn't do the mitzvah. If the milah shalei bezmane was the seventh day, the sixth day was before Shabbos. It was before the eighth day. If, however, the milah shalei bezmane was already after the eighth day, being that you're doing a mitzvah, you're going to be potter. According to the second version of the Gemara, what comes out is that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua never argued about a case where you're doing a mitzvah, because even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if you're doing a mitzvah, you're going to be potter. The machloikis was dafka when you're not doing a mitzvah. There Rabbi Eliezer says, you're going to be chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua says, even in that case, you're going to be potter, because at the end of the day, you're tarik v'var mitzvah. But one thing comes out for sure. There's more of a svara. This is a segue to the next Gemara. There's more of a svara that you should be potter from the chatos, when you do a milah shaloi bezmanoi on Shabbos b'shoigeg, when you did it on the ninth day or on the tenth day, where at the very least you were mekayim a mitzvah. There's less of a svara that you should be potter, where the Mila Shalei Bezmani did not involve doing a mitzvah. It was the seventh day, it was the sixth day. Because if you didn't do a mitzvah, it's more similar to Avodah Zorah, so there's more of a svara that you should be chayiv chata. Says the Gemara, Tani Reb Chiyah said, Oy Mahay Rameh, Rameh used to say, Loi Nechleku Reb Eliezer, wherever it says Reb Elazar in this Gemara, it's obvious Reb Eliezer. It's not Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua. This is Talmud Bavli 101. It's Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua. So Loi Nechleku Reb Eliezer and Reb Yeshua, Mishay Lebesinakis Echelom Ever Shabbos Vechelom Beshabbos, Vishachachachu Mala Shal Erev Shabbos Beshabbos, Shehu Chayiv. Everybody agrees in the case where one's Mila Bezmani was Erev Shabbos, the other one was Shabbos. So you did the Mila Shloi Bezmani on Shabbos, but it was on the ninth day. The halacha is you're going to be chayv. Aman nechleku. What was the machloikis? Amisha hoyloi beis tinoikos. Echolomol achar Shabbos. Echolomol b'Shabbos. V'shachachu mol eshal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. Shavliyazim chayv chatas. Rabbi Yeshua poiter. This is a problem because what Rameyer just said was the opposite of everything we just said. That it comes out, no, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if it was the ninth day Mila Shalei Bezmani, then you're going to be Chayav. If it was the seventh day Mila Shalei Bezmani, then you're going to be Potter. This is Yetziva Ba'ara V'giyar B'Shmei Shmaya. This is just the opposite of everything that we just said. There's more of a svara you should be Potter when it's the ninth day, because then you're doing a mitzvah. Less of a svara you should be Potter when it's the seventh day, because you're not doing a mitzvah. In this third version of the Machloikis, it comes out literally the antithesis of everything that we just said, which is okay. The problem isn't svara. How do you understand it? Freit the Gemara. Hashta Rabbi Yeshua Seifa the Leikov in mitzvah potter. Madach Rabbi Yeshua says in the Seifa where you didn't do a mitzvah, where it was the seventh day that you're going to be potter. Reisha the Kovin mitzvah mechayiv. So how could it be in the Reisha that you're going to be chayiv? So the Gemara says Ami Devei Rabbi Yana. You have to make an ekimta. Sometimes the kasha is such a good kasha that you just have to add something. Sometimes words. Sometimes chasure mechzer v'hachiktani. Sometimes epoch. Here we need to make an ekimta. So what's the ekimta? Reisha. The Reisha was. What happened? One was supposed to be Friday, one was supposed to be on Shabbos. This person went ahead and first he did the Shabbos one. He did the child that was supposed to have a meal on Shabbos on Friday. So what? So it comes out that now when Shabbos comes, this mother who had, or this father that had two children or two children to do bris milah with, so he thought there was supposed to be a milah b'Shabbos. Now there's no milah b'Shabbos anymore because the child that was supposed to get the milah b'Shabbos got the milah on Friday. So now when you want to do the milah with the child whose man was on Friday on Shabbos, it comes out you did a milah on Shabbos, shaloi b'zmana, you were mekayim a mitzvah, that's true, but it was lo nitna Shabbos litchos because there was no other child anymore that for whom we can say Shabbos was already oimed to be pushed off for. And as a result, being that it was like nitna Shabbos litchos, a svara, so for that reason, you're going to be chayiv now, the chatas, even though you did a mitzvah, and even though there is a svara of dumi davay dazara. Seifa, however, the seifa is nitna Shabbos litchos. In the case of the seifa, it was nitna Shabbos litchos, because at the end of the day, there was a child who was supposed to get a milah b'Shabbos, so you did the Sunday one first, obviously, because the Shabbos one you're going to do on Sunday. So it's nitna Shabbos litchos. So being that it's nitna Shabbos litchos over there, there's more of a svara that maybe it should be potter. I'm the Rav Asher Rav Kahana. So Rav Asher told Rav Kahana the obvious question. Reisha, nami nitna Shabbos litchos. L'gabi tenoy kistalmo. What are you going to tell? Because this Moyel had two brisin to do, and now one was supposed to be Shabbos, the other one was supposed to be on Friday, and he did the Shabbos one already, so he personally, damn Moyel, he doesn't have a Mila that's going to be doicha Shabbos. But what about all the other Milois that are taking place right now on Shabbos? So therefore, Lahai. So the Gemara says, I hear, but at the same time, you have to say, Lahai Gavra Milois. Yeah, Rameyer must have thought that being that for this particular Moyel, this particular father, there's no Mila that's going to be doicha Shabbos, so it is at the very least the Sfara to be Mechalik. Why in one case you'd be Chayiv Chatas, and in another case you wouldn't be Chayiv Chatas? Me Inyan Le Inyan, but Oysa Inyan. Another Mishnah, Kata Nimo. The bris Mila of a child is supposed to be when on the eighth day. That everybody knows. Ubiye mashmini imo b'sara losa. Says the Mishnah stating that sometimes Mila is going to be on the eighth day, Letitia sometimes on the ninth day, Ula Asara sometimes on the tenth day, Ula Achadasa sometimes on the 11th day, Ula Yudbe sometimes on the 12th day, like Pachis v'lo Yoyse. Sounds like the first Mishnah of Masechtas Megillah. Right, so it's Shmoina, Tisha, Asara, Achadasa, Yudbeis, like Pachis v'lo Yoyse. Okay, it's how's this work? And we're talking about a healthy child. Obviously, if the child is not healthy, so then it could be, yeah, yoiser. But we're talking about when the child is healthy. So the Mishnah says a little bit of math. Kedarka, usually the Bismillah is Lishmoina. Noila the Bein Hashmashes. What if a child is born Bein Hashmashes? So Bein Hashmashes is twilight. This is this time where it's a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. So if a child is born Tuesday night Bein Hashmashes, so the Mila Bismanoi, is it Tuesday or is it Wednesday? So you're going to make it on Wednesday because if you go ahead a day by mistake, you did it on the seventh day. That's a problem because Mila has to be from the eighth day moving forward. If you move ahead by mistakes, you did it on the ninth day. That's not the end of the world. So you always push ahead a day. So if the child is born Bein Hashmashes, so it's going to be Nima Lates. It's always going to be on the ninth day. Bein Hashmashes, Shalei Erev Shabbos. What if it's Bein Hashmashes? What's Friday night, Bein Hashmashes? Baby's born Friday night, Bein Hashmashes. So you're not going to do it on Friday because it might be the seventh day. So you're going to do it on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos. Because what if Shabbos is not the real day? And if Shabbos is not the real day, it might be the ninth day. You can't do a Milah Shalei Bezmani on Shabbos. So you can end up pushing it off to Sunday, which means you may end up doing it on the 10th day. So you want an example of where it may be on the 10th day? If the child is born Friday night, Bein Hashmashes. How do you have the 11th day? Yontif Lacha Shabbos. What if Sunday's Yontif? So now you can't do it on Sunday either. Because just like Milah Shalei Bezmani is not Teichah Shabbos, Milah Shalei Bezmani is also not Teichah Yontif. So now you're going to have to push it off another day. What happens if Sunday is not just Yontif, but it's Rosh Hashanah? Oh, if it's Beis Yom of Rosh Hashanah, we're even in Eretz Yisrael, Yoyma Richta. So now you're going to have to push it off even another day. So it comes out Nimel Shnei Masa, it's going to end up being on the 12th day. Katan Achoyla, a child that's Achoyla, Ein Moilin, Oysan. At Sheyavri, you don't do the Bris Mila until the child becomes healthy. So what we just said, that the cotton gets Mila on the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, the Paksvel Yoyser, that's for a healthy child. How's it possible? It starts with a Noilat Bein Hashmashes. If it's Friday night, if it's Yontif, you have a two-day Yontif. So it's actually simple arithmetic. Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, if you have a child that wasn't well, Shmuel was a doctor. So if you have a child that wasn't well, nois and loy calls Zion Lahavrois. You don't do the Bris Mila right away. So if a child had a fever, literally, chotzes lechame means the child's fever broke. So you don't do the Mila the next day. Rather, you wait a week. So you give the child 7 days, and then on the eighth day, as we'll see, on the eighth day again, by Yom HaShmini, for when the child became healthy, that's when you do the Bris Mila. Is it Me'es Le'es? Or is it the beginning of the eighth day? So the child's fever broke on Monday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So next Monday, you're going to do the Bris Mila first thing in the morning, Vayashkim Avram Baboiker, Zrizim Akdim El Mitzvahs, or do you have to wait until 2 o'clock in the afternoon the following Monday? That's the question. So the Gemara says, I'll bring you a ride. Atani Ludo, Yoim Havra Asoi, Ki Yoim Hivaldoi. We look at the child who wasn't well, that got better, as if it was the day that he was born. What's the pshat? Oh, just like when a child is born, you wait 7 days, ubayoyim hashmini, so too with this child as well. Now, when it comes to a child that's born, bayoyim hashmini, you don't wait me'eis leis. If a child is born in the afternoon, you don't do the Bris Mila dafka in the afternoon. Mixas hayom kekuloi. You could do the Bris Mila first thing in the morning. So the Gemara says, ma lav ma yom yivaldo lebina meis leis. Just like when it comes to yom yivaldo, you don't need meis leis. Af yom havrosa lebina meis leis. So here too, you shouldn't need meis leis. The Gemara says, it's not muchach. Ad of yom havrosa yom yivaldo. Could be this is different. Ilu yom yivaldo lebina meis leis. As it relates to when the child was born, and you don't need the eighth day meis leis. Ilu yom havrosa lebina meis leis. But as it relates to yom havrosa, here you would need meis leis. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Elohim tzitzin. So we saw earlier in the parak, Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, maybe the most famous Gemara in the parak, although we went through it pretty quickly, and that is that there were certain tzitzin, certain shreds of Arla that the Mile has to remove. They're called the tzitzin hama'akvenes amila, and then there are the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvenes amila, which lechatchila the moil is supposed to remove. There's an idea of hider mitzvah zekeli vanveyu to remove those tzitzin, but at the same time it's not ma'akv the mila. So if the moil doesn't remove them, he will still mekayim the mitzvah of mila. Not just that, the Gemara has a whole discussion. Machlik is Rashi and the Rambam handle in the Gemara. If once the moil finishes doing the bris mila, could he go back for the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvenes amila, or can he not go back? So this mission just describes the more technical aspect. This is more nogeya for a mile. The more technical aspect of as it relates to what are the tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes amila. So the Mishnah says, Elu hein tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes amila. Basar, it's the arla. Ha-choifa es roiv ha-ataro. So Rashi says, what does this mean? Tzitzin, ritzue shal basar, shenishru min arla. Number one, tzitzin are like little shreds of basar that were left over from the arla. Ataro, he safa. Givaya, this is the sofa, like a rim. Hamakefes es hagid saviv umimena mishapeya v'yoyred l'roishes. So this is a rim on the Makom Hamila, from where the Makom, the Aver is Mishapeya V'yoyer, it starts sloping downwards, that little area, that's considered the Atara. That's what we're referring to. So if there's going to be Basar, that's Chaytha, Roiv of that Atara, those tzitzin are ma'akiv. The Mila, we'll see what that means a little better in the Gemara. A child or a person, an adult, that still has that left over is not allowed to eat truma. An orel is not allowed to eat truma. So what's the definition of an orel? If he has the tzitzin a ma'akiv and a samila, he's considered an orel. Let's say the child was a bal basar. And the issue is that child doesn't look mahol. So there's a halach of marisayin, and as a result, misaknoi, the moel has a responsibility to work around that area to make sure the child isn't just mahol, but also looks mahol. There's an idea of marisayin. Mipnei marisayin, mahol para. If the moel does mila, but he doesn't do priya, ki'ilu loy mahol, it's as if he didn't do the bris mila at all. So what's mila and what's priya? We spoke about this earlier in the parak. Mila is chaticha. It's removing the arla. The Targum says on the word mila vayigzar, it's miloshin goizer etzin. You have to remove the arla. Priya means to expose. Uparas roisha isha. So after the moil removes the arla, there's a layer of skin that he rolls back to expose the oispris kodesh. Either way, mila and priya are both integral parts of the mitzvah of mila. So much so that Chazal said mol. If the moel did a mila, v'loy para, and he didn't do a priya, it's ki'ilu loy mal. He didn't do the bris mila. Amar Rav Avinu, Amar Rav Yirmiya bar Rav, Amar Rav, as it relates to the tzitzin ha-makvin ha-samilo, so the Mishnah said, it's basar ha-choyfel es-roiv ha-atara. So we read Rashi, just to explain a little bit of what that means. So the Gemara says, that Meiram said, basar ha-choyfel es-roiv goyva shal-atara. You don't need that it should be around the entire circumference of the Atara, but as long as it's in one area, it's not completely around, but it takes up most of the height of the Atara, that's enough for it to be tzitzin ha-makvin ha-samil. If you have a child that has a lot of basar, so we need to do is we look at the child to see. Kozmancha miskasha, if the child would be miskasha, if the aver would be miskasha, the nira mol, and he would look mol, and it's archam, they don't have to worry about it. Vimlav tzarach mol. Meaning, if we're determining whether this child looks mol or doesn't look mol, whether there's an issue of marasayin, there's not an issue of marasayin. So do you look at the child, ba'asherusham? So that's what Amiram said, no. We ask ourselves, what would be if this child had kishui ever? Would he look mal then or not look mal then? That's how we determine. See, the Tanna Brisa said, Reb Shimon Gamliel Leimer, same halacha, but a little different. Katan amasubu b'basa, if you have a katan that has a lot of basa, roi noise, kosmashim, miskashim, in a nir mal. If when he's miskashi, he's not, doesn't look mal, then tzarech l'moyle. Vim lav, in a tzarech l'moyle. So very similar, but not exactly the same. Again, what did Shmuel say? Katan amasurbul basar, royin oisai, calls mancha miskasha venera maho, ain't it tzarch lamoyle. If when he's miskasha, he looks maho, you don't have to do the bris mila. Anything else, you do have to do the bris mila. The Braisa said it just the opposite. Same thing, but just the opposite. If the katan is masurbul basar, and when he's miskasha, he's ainoi nira maho, then it's tzarech l'moyloi. Anything else, tzarech l'moyloi. My benai, what's the difference? What if it would be in between? Shmuel was looking at it from the standpoint of he's miskash and he's nira mol, and it's tzarech l'moyloi. But that's only if he's nira. What if he's nira ve'ene nira? So then he would be tzarech l'moyloi. Reb Shimon Gamliel said it in the reverse, because if it's nira ve'ene nira, it would be ain't tzarech l'moyloi. Mol ve'loi para. So the Mishnah mentioned that there's mila and there's priya. Tanu Rabbana on hamol oimer, the moil that does the bris mila. So when he does the bris mila, he makes a bracha. What's the bracha that he makes? Asher kedisharo b'mitzvois v'tzivanu al hamila. It's a birchas hamitzvois, and he makes a regular birchas hamitzvois. Aviyah ben oimer, aviyah ben is supposed to be standing right next to the moil when the moil does the bris mila, and he also makes a bracha. Asher kedisharo b'mitzvois v'tzivanu lachnisoi bevrisoi shel Avram Avinu. And the people that are standing there, not the moil, not the father. What does everybody else say? Kishem shenichnes lebris kach yikones l'toyr. We're not done. Then there's someone that gets the bracha. Someone's mechubit. Oimer, he says, Basam Bois Pris Kodish, Al Kemis Chazois, Kail Chai Chalkenu, Sabi Lahatsu Yodidashe, Reino Meshachas, Mambris, Ashasam, Sereno, Baruch Hato Hashem, Kodish Sabris. He too makes a bracha related to the Bris. Hamolos, again, if someone's doing Bris Milan, a ger, it's not a child on his eighth day. This is a convert. Oimer, he says, Baruch Hato Hashem, Lakenu Malach Oilam, Achekid Yashorab, Messiah Sivitivano Alamilo, Vahamavorech. So the Mavorech here is one of the members of the Bezdin. Gerus has to happen in the presence of Bezdin. So one of the Dayanims makes a bracha. Shekid Yisharim and Tzvayis of Itzivanu Lomoles Agerim Ulahatav Mehem Dam Bris. And then he says Shulmoli Dam Bris Loi Neskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz. Without Dam Bris, there'd be no Shemayim Va'aretz. Shenemar Loi Berisi Yoyman V'lai Lo Chukais Shemayim Va'aretz Loi Samti. Bris Mila so integral that without Bris Mila, there'd be no Chukais Shemayim Va'aretz. We wouldn't have the world. We wouldn't exist today. It's not just another mitzvah. And Loi Berisi Yoyman V'lai Lo Chukais Shemayim. It's not even just the bris. Yud Gimel bris, as the Gemara said. Baruch Atah Hashem, and then he concludes. Kuris Eves Hamolos Avodim. If someone's doing bris mila on an evet or an evet knani that's acquired by a yid, required a gerus. You throw the mikzas, like the Rambam says. So if someone's doing bris mila now on this evet, I mean, he makes a brach. Shekid Yisharab Mitzvayis of Tzivanu Alamilo. Va'amavarich Oimer Shekid Yisharab Mitzvayis of Tzivanu Lo Melasu Avodim Lahatav Mem Dam Bris. And again, Shel Moli Dam Bris Chukoy Shemayim Va'Oretz Loi Neskaimu Shenemar Im. Loi berisi yoimam v'laylo chukoy shemayim v'aretz loy samti baruch ato Hashem koyres habris exhale hadron halach Rabbi Eliezer Demila. So just a light ha'ara, and then we'll get into a little bit of raid as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer Demila. Just first the light ha'ara, and that is the Gemara says that after the bris mila, so the Moyel says, Asheki Dishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu ala milo. The Avia Ben says, Asheki Dishonu b'mitzvayse v'tzivanu lahachnisoi b'vrisoi shel Avram Avinu. And ha'oimdim sham, the people that are standing there, they say, Kishem shenichnas lebris, kachi kones l'toiro l'chupa u'lemasim toivim. The Velt asks Akasho that, how do you understand the Seder? Kachi kones l'toiro u'lechupa u'lemasim toivim. L'chura, Torah and Masim Toivim, a child becomes obligated in when he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Ben Yud Gimel Mitzvahs. A child is not Chayiv a Mitzvahs. Chereshoit v'katan apatim and a Mitzvahs. When do you become Chayiv a Mitzvahs? When you turn 13. Okay. When is Chuppah? The Mishnah says, Shmoyna Esrei L'Chuppah. So really, what's this Lashon Torah, then Chuppah, and then Masim Toivim? You would think it would be Torah, Masim Toivim, and then Chuppah. How did Chuppah get itself sandwiched in between Torah and Masim Toivim? What, until after the Chuppah there's no Masim Toivim? L'chura, you would think it should be Torah, Masim Toivim, and then Chuppah. Or Masim Toivim, Torah, and then Chuppah. Why is it Torah, then Chuppah, and then Masim Toivim? I once heard from Rabbi Yosef Ehrenster, my father's Rav, the Rav in the Alexander Shtibel, he said that maybe this Nusach is a raya to a Chiddush that the Rogachov Goyen said, and that the Kozhuk Lover Goyen said, Hashem Yimkum Domoy. The Rogachov Goyen said that everybody knows a cotton's potter from all the mitzvahs. But he says it can't be. He says there's one mitzvah the Rogachov said a cotton has to be chayiv in. You know which mitzvah that is? He says, learning Torah. He says, why? Why does a cotton have to be chayiv in learning Torah? He says, because when you become bar mitzvah, you chayiv in 613 mitzvahs. How could you be mechayiv a cotton tariag mitzvahs the day he becomes bar mitzvah? He doesn't know what a mitzvah is. He has no idea. He wasn't. So how did he have to know? Oh, his father had a mitzvah chinuch. Okay, that's very nice from the father's perspective. But you're being mechayiv me right now to keep 613 mitzvahs. So how could you be mechayiv me to keep 613 mitzvahs the day I become bar mitzvah? There should be a training period, right? You take a job, sometimes it's a training period. It's understood that you don't know right away what you're supposed to do. 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever it is. So shouldn't there be a buffer, a little bit of time with a this child that became bar mitzvah said, okay, now you're going to learn for the next 60 days, and then afterwards you're going to start keeping Torah mitzvahs. So the Rogachov Goyen said, this is such a festa kasha that it must be that a cotton's chayiv in Talmud Torah. He said, it has to be. The cotton has to be chayiv in Talmud Torah. Because if the cotton wasn't chayiv in Talmud Torah, how can you suddenly be mechayiv in Tariag mitzvahs the day it becomes bar mitzvah? The Kozhuk Lover Goyen, Hashem Yom Kam Domi, says the same thing in the Shailas Teshuvas Eretz Tzvi. He came from a different angle. He said, the Gemara says, Ein Oil Meskayim, we learned it together recently. Said the Kozhuk Lover Goyen that when a child learns Torah is Mekayim a Mitzvah, because if he's not Mekayim a Mitzvah, how could you say Ein Oilam Eskayim? Ever Bishvil Hevel? He's not even doing a Mitzvah. It's nothing. It's It's not a mitzvah. So if it's not a mitzvah, the world stands on the Torah that's not even a kiyum mitzvah. So he says, must be that when a child learns Torah, he is ben kiyum mitzvah. But regardless, it comes out then that a katan already is chayim in Torah. So it's geshmak at the very least why it's Torah. So why is it first Torah? Oh, the reason it's first Torah is because a child already, like the Rogachava said, and like the Kasha Glover said, is already chayv and Talmud Torah. So that's why the brach is, Kishem Shenichnes Labris, Ken Yikanes L'Torah, the Hevel P.M. Shaltinoi Kishavleis Rabbim. It should be first. Okay, but why is it Chup and then Masim Toivim? So, Rav Arantz to set over, and we've mentioned this in the daf before, the shame Rav Shloimeh HaKoyim Yivilna. So Rav Shloimeh HaKoyim Yivilna, he was a dayan in Vilna. He's the mechaber of the Cheshek Shloima, of the Binyan Shloima. He was a guy in Oilam. And in his Akdama, to his Shaya Zeshuv as Binyan Shloima, he talks about his brother Rabbi Tzalel HaKoyim Yivilna. So his brother Rabbi Tzalel unfortunately died young, and he talks about the ge'onis of his brother. And one of the things he says is that when his brother was 11 years old, all the gevirim in Europe, everybody wanted to take him as an eidim. He said he was such a prodigy, he was such a budding superstar, everyone knew he was one day going to be one of the real ge'onim in Europe, so everybody was chapping him ice. He was 11 years old, and they were already chapping him ice. See, he said that his father once said that now he knows the teretz to the Beis Yosef's kasha, the Beis Yosef and the chesmila, and Yoridei Reish Samechei brings b'shem the Avudram. And Avadrom asks this kasha that we just said. Torah, then chuppah, then masim toivim. He said masim toivim is when you turn 13. Chuppah is when you turn 18. So why is it chuppah and then masim toivim? So he said, you know what the bracha we're giving the child is? We're giving him a bracha that this child should vaksoy to be such a superstar. He should be such a balkishrin that before the bar mitzvah they should already be reading him shaduchim. He says that from his son, his 11-year-old son, he learned the teretz that the Beis Yosef's kasha. He was 11, he says they were already banging the doors down for a shidduch. So he says, that's the bracha. Kishem chenichnas lebris. Ken yikones l'toira chuppah filu fardah ma'isim toivin. Fardah bar mitzvah. Fardah bar mitzvah, he should already be zoichet the chuppah. So I was thinking that just in terms of the raid here, like what do you do? This is kosher leiper daschem. How do you walk away from Perek Rebbe Eliezer Demila? So I was thinking, maybe just to speak out a few ha'aras, and then Perek Rebbe Eliezer Demila is eight dafen, ubayoy mashmini yimo psar alasa. It's eight kashas. Short. Eight kashas, I think, as it relates to the mitzvah of Mila. The kasha is the kasha of the Shara Melech. Shara Melech asks this kasha in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara says that a non-Jew is allowed to do bris milah. It's machloek is in the Gemara, but the Achra in the Gemara, and it's the Psak of the Rambam in Perek Beis Hilchas Milah, that a non-Jew, a Nachri, an Akum is allowed to do bris milah. The Rambam says, Akol ksherim lomul, va'afilu ha'oro, ve'eved, ve'isha, ve'katan. The Allah is, avol goy, lo yomul ka. A goy shouldn't do bris milah, ve'imo, but if a goy does do the bris milah, ain't tzarech, lachsev l'moy l'shnia. You don't have to redo it. So if a goy does the bris milah, it's a kosher milah. That means a guy is allowed to do a bris milah. It's a freit the Shara Melech, a geshmak akash. Why is it then that milah is doicha Shabbos? Why does milah have to be doicha Shabbos for? We know that sometimes a mitzvah is doicha and avera. But at the same time, if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, if you don't have to do the avera in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, so of course you're much better off doing the mitzvah without being over the avera. So he says mitzvah smilah you could do without being over the avera. Let a guy do the mitzvah smilah. If a guy does the milah, a guy is not chayiv in Shabbos. If that's the case, it's going to come out that you were mekayim the mitzvah because the Rama paskins like that man domer and the zorach of zayin and aleph that if non-Jews allowed to do the mitzvah of Mila, so you mekayim mitzvahs Mila, and at the same time you weren't over Shabbos. So this is the Shara Melech's kasha, the kama kumus and nishtabru on this kasha, but it's the Shara Melech's kasha, hilchas avodah zarah perek yubeis. Now, why do you have to go ahead and do a bris Mila on Shabbos? So if you have a Mila on Shabbos, you're going to call the Mayalin, he's going to walk in, he's going to be an Eina Yehudi, let him do the bris Mila. Why can't he do it? It's kosher. So why go ahead and violate Shabbos? If it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, there's no reason to be Mekal Shabbos. So to the extent that it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do this. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Shailos Hatshuvas Har Tzvi, it's in Simin Kuf Mem Ches. He brings this kasha from the Shara Melech, and he says he never understood the Shara Melech's kasha. He says to me, the Shara Melech's kasha is a pliya, because although it's true, if a guy does the bris milah on Shabbos, the child is going to be mahul, but at the same time, the father is the one that has the obligation to make sure the milah gets done. Mitzvah sa'av ala ben. It's the father's responsibility. He has a mitzvah. Could the father be mekayim his mitzvah if a guy does the bris milah on his child? The answer, of course, is no. Because even though shluchay shel adam kamaisai, and maybe the shlichah is by bris milah, maybe not, but shluchay shel adam kamaisai, but when it comes to a non-Jew, there's no shlichah. So there's no shlichah by a guy. So freikta, har tzvi, I don't understand the Sharon Melech's kasha. Sharon Melech's kasha was, let a guy do the bris milah, it's afshel l'kayim shneim. How's it afshel l'kayim shneim? The child will get the bris milah. Yeah, that chelik of mitzvah milah can be mekayim. But what about the father's mitzvah, the mitzvah of Aval HaBen? He has an obligation to do the bris milah. That's not afshel l'kayim shneim, because if a guy's going to do it, there's no shlichah. So the father wasn't mekayim his mitzvah. So it's not afshel l'kayim shneim. So the reason you have to do the milah on Shabbos is for the father to be able to be mekayim his mitzvah. So we mentioned in the past, or Tzvi Pesach Frank wanted to bring a raya from here, that even though the father can make the guy to do a make the guy a shliach, but at the same time, if he causes the guy to do a bris milah, so it comes out the father was goyrim the milah to happen, grumba b'mitzvahs, major super raid, not for today. But I think as far as Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank's kasha, just one ha'ar, and this is very fundamental to Perek Rav Eliezer the milah, and that is the Beis Halevi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud says, that even though we know milah is doicha Shabbos, but the milah that's doicha Shabbos is the fact that this child needs to be mahal. The fact that the father has a mitzvah to go ahead and do bris milah, that milah is not doicha Shabbos. Meaning, what would be if there's a way to do milah on Shabbos, but the father's not going to be the one that's going to get the mitzvah? You're not going to go out of your way, jump through hoops for the father to get his mitzvah. There's no reason to do that. Because milah is doicha Shabbos, but not the father. Why is milah doicha Shabbos? Okay, it's a pasuk. But from the Gemaras we saw, G'dayla milah, shenichrasu aleh, Yud Gimel Brises, said the Beis Halevi, the Yud Gimel Brises of bris milah is the fact that the child should be mahal, not the fact that the father should be the one that's doing the bris milah. Milah is a chayvei krisos. If the father doesn't do bris milah, there's a chi of karis? Of course not. What's karis is for the child to get a bris milah. There's no karis for the father to be the one that's going to make sure that the child gets the bris milah. So it comes out, there's two mitzvahs in milah, for the child to be mahal, and then the father plays a special role. He has his own mitzvah bifnei atzmai. Whatever the gedder of that mitzvah is. But that's pashat, there's no yud gimel brises on that mitzvah. That's pashat, there's no karis on that mitzvah. So says the Beis Halevi, it's pashat that you have to be able to bifurcate within the world of milah, to etzem milah, and then the father's responsibility to make sure that the milah is going to get that done. So the Sharon Melech's kasha, I think, is a gevaldige kasha. He's saying, why does the father have to do it? Why does he have to make a moil do it? Let a guy do it. If the guy does it, there's going to be no chilul Shabbos. And you're going to get the milah anyways. What's the kasha? The father didn't do his mitzvah? The father's mitzvah is not enough of a reason to be doicha Shabbos. There's no yud gimel brises on the father's mitzvah. There's no chayvi krisis on the father's mitzvah. Either way, that's the first kasha. The second kasha is Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan Spector's kasha. In Shailos Tshuvas Ber Yitzchok, it's in Arachayim Simen Yud Dalet. Sivgot and Gimel. We learned the Gemara together earlier in the Masechta. Tav Tzadi Gimel. Shabbos Tav Tzadi Gimel is synonymous with the halacha of Shnayim Sha'asu. So the halacha is you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. I think we know that. What if two people together are Mechal Shabbos? Two people write, they both hold on to the pen, Zei Yachal, Zei Yachal. Each person could have done it by himself, and together they go ahead and they're Mechal Shabbos. The halacha is there's no Chil Shabbos. The halacha is Shnayim Sha'asu, there's no Chatas, there's no Karis, there's no Skila. Shnayim Sha'asu. Turim. It's a Mishnah, Shabbat, Tzadik, Beis, Amid, Beis, the Sugi is in Shabbos, Dav, Tzadik, Gimel. Freik, Rav Yisrael Chanan, every time you have a question of Milah on Shabbos, why don't you go and have not 1 mile, 2 miles. But not 2 miles like the Beis Yosef and the Ramban, the end of Reish Samachay, where one's going to do the Milah and one's going to do the Priya. No, you should have 2 miles, hold on to the Sakin together, they'll make the Bracha maybe together, and Shnayim Sha'asu, they'll go ahead and they'll do the Bris Milah. If it's Shnayim Sha'asu, so now there's no Chilul Shabbos. You weren't over Michal. Why are we going ahead and be Michal Shabbos? Because we have no choice. No, we do have a choice. Why can't you do a Shnayim Sha'asu? So Rabbi Yisrael Chanan says that could be this is a raya to a chiddush of the Nesivos that Shnayim Sha'asu, the Mishnah says Potter, it just means it's Potter from the Chiyuvim. It's Potter from the Oinchen. So there's no Chatas if you do it B'Shoigig. There's no Skila and Chorus if you do it B'Mezid. But at the same time, it isn't Issa Dairaisa. Being a Yishlachker, Shnayim Sha'asu on Shabbos. Is it not even an Issa Deiraisa? Or of course it's an Issa Deiraisa. You just don't have the Chiyuvim. Says Rabbi Yisrael Chanan that this Kasha maybe is a Raya to that Sad that Shnayim Sha'asu is still going to be an Issa Deiraisa. So even if you do it Shnayim Sha'asu, you're going to be over an Issa Deiraisa. So being that you're still going to be over the Issa Deiraisa, so then there's no reason to go ahead and do it Shnayim Sha'asu. You might as well have one person do it by himself. But the truth is that both of these questions, the Sharon Melech's Kasha, that why does Mila have to be Deicha Shabbos, do it Ayudeya? Yaakum. And Rabbi Yisrael Chanan's kasha, why does Mila have to be Doicha Shabbos? Why don't you do it Al Yedei Shnaim Sha'asu? They're really both totally in raid that we spoke at the very beginning of the parak. And that is Mila that's Doicha Shabbos. Is it Hutra or is it Techuyo? When someone does a Bris Mila on Shabbos, was he Mechal Shabbos? But we're willing to pay the invoice of Chil Shabbos because G'dayla Mila, U'bayemesh Mini Imob Sar Alasai, or when the Torah said, U'machalalel Maisyumas, it said that we're going to carve out one area of life where there's no Shabbos. It's literally a weekday today. Mila, Shabbos, Snitok Kain Shabbos. This was the big Chakira that the Rishonim and the Achrenim talk about. If Mila B'Shabbos is Tchuya, then do it Idea Guy. If Mila B'Shabbos is Tchuya, then do it Shnaim Sha'asu. But if Mila B'Shabbos is Hutcha, then what do you worry about? Then there's no halachas of Efshel Kain Shneim. Then why should you go out of your way to do it through a Shnaim Sha'asu? So really, both of these questions, both the Shara Melech's Kasha and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's Kasha, they're really both totally in the same thing. And that is Mila B'Shabbos, is this a Hutcha or is Mila B'Shabbos going to be a Tchuya? The third Kasha is the Chassam Sofer's Kasha. The Chassam Sofer in Shailos Hatshuvos Chassam Sofer, and this is in Yeridea, Simin Reish Memtes. The Gemara says in Mesechtas Yevamos, Daf Hei Amid Beis, the Gemara is discussing what's the Makar. How do you know that Asei is Doicha Lois Asei? So where's the Sugya of Asei Doicha Lois Asei? It's in the first parak of Mesechtas Yevamos. The Gemara over there talks about Asei Doicha Lois Asei. And the Gemara discusses Asei Doicha Lois Asei by Karis. Is it not Doicha Lois Asei by Karis? What's the Makar to Asei Doicha Lois Asei? So in the course of the Gemara says, I have a very obvious Makar. Why don't you learn Asei Doicha Lois Asei? And not just that, even a Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis from the fact that Milo is Doicha Shabbos. So you see that Milo is Doicha Shabbos. Milo is an Asei. Shabbos is a Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis. So why don't you learn that Asei Doicha Lois Asei for sure, and maybe even more. You should learn from there that Asei is Doicha Lois Asei Sheyesh by Karis. So the Gemara says you can't learn anything from Milo. You know why? Because Milo itself is a Chavi Krisos, not just a regular Asei. Milo is a very unique mitzvah Asei. It's a mitzvah Asei Sheyesh by Karis. I mean that it's a mitzvah Asei Sheyesh by Karis. So maybe a mitzvah asei sheyesh by karis is doicha a lois asei, but a regular good old fashioned mitzvah asei is not necessarily going to be doicha lois asei. Frek tachsam soifer based on another gemara in Masechtas Yevamos. The gemara says in Yevamos, this is in Perika Oral, not surprising. Daf ayin aleph amid beis. Amar Rabba bar Yitzchok, Amar Rav lo nitna prius mila la Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was never given the mitzvah of priya. Meaning, we just learned the Mishnah. Mal v'loi para es amila, ki ilu loi mal. If you do mila, you don't do priya. It's not considered bris mila. But the truth is, Avram Avinu himself never got the mitzvah of priya. Avram Avinu was told mila. So where did priya come from? So priya came later. Shenema ba'esahi omer Hashem el Yehoshua. It was Alach l'mayish Misinai, and it was given ultimately to Yehoshua Benun. But Avram Avinu himself never got the mitzvah of priya. Where does it say in the Torah that if someone doesn't do bris mila, he's going to be chayv karas? It says in the Parshas Lech Lecha. The mitzvah mila is mentioned twice in the Torah. We saw that as well. It's mentioned in Parshas Lech Lecha at length. The Yud Gimel Brises are all in Parshas Lech Lecha. And then in Parshas Tazria, one pasuk talk ishish ki Tazria v'yol dezachar v'tamas shivas yomim. And then it says v'yayimah shmini yimol psar. Doesn't say anything about karas there. Where does it say karas? Avram Avinu. Now Avram Avinu never got priyas. It says the Chassam Sofer. I think it comes out in Cheshbin that if somebody would do mila and he wouldn't do priya, he wouldn't be chayv karas because karas was given to Avram Avinu's mitzvahs mila. The halacha l'moish misinai of priya, there's no mention anywhere of karis. It's on the hechatesi. So he says, if that's the case, says the Chassam Sofer, I think that it should come out that for mila there's karis, but for priya there's no karis. Now mila and priya both teicha Shabbos. Not only mila and priya both teicha Shabbos, but mila and priya both involve a chilul Shabbos. When you do the mila, there's a chilul Shabbos, and when you do the priya, there's a chilul Shabbos. So Frek, the Chassam Sofer, he says, if that's the case, then why did the Gemara say you can't learn asei doicha lois asei from mila b'Shabbos? Because mala mila, that it's a chai v'krisos, don't learn it from mila. Learn it from priya. Priya is not a chayv krisos. Once you do the mila, you're out of karis. So now it's just a question of doing a mitzvah's priya. Mitzvah's priya is also doicha Shabbos. So why can't we learn that mila is doicha Shabbos? Why can't we learn that mila is doicha Shabbos? Not from the mitzvah of
Mila, but from the mitzvah of Priya. And the Chassam Sofer says in Cheshbon, I think it comes out that there is no Chayvei Krisus on Priya. There's only Chayvei Krisus on Mila, because Avram Avinu is the one who was told about Karis, and Avram Avinu never had a mitzvah Priya. This is the Chassam Sofer's Kasha, Ayin Sham, in terms of what he says, Dvarim Niflam, but this is in Shailos Teshuvos Chassam Sofer, Yerideya, Simen Resh Mem Tes. That's the third Kasha. The fourth Kasha is the Shagas Aryeh's Kasha. The Shagas Aryeh asks a Kasha, that this Gemara Masechtes Pesachim Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara over there discusses if someone is oifa miyontif l'shabbos. If somebody bakes on yontif, which you're allowed to do because it's a malachas oichfo nefesh, but he was oifa not miyontif l'yontif, rather miyontif l'chol, not miyontif l'shabbos. He's oifa miyontif l'chol. It's a machloikis, Rav Chisda and Rabba, whether he gets malchus for what he did or he doesn't get malchus for what he did. Rav Chisda Omar loika, Rabba Omar eino loika. Pashit, Rav Chizkiah is right. You get Malkus. Why? Because even though you're allowed to bake on Yontif, you're only allowed to bake Letzorich Eichel Nefesh. Not only allowed to bake Letzorich Eichel Nefesh, only if I need the food today. But if I don't need the food today, then it's not something I'm allowed to do. So if I'm Oifa on Yontif, L'chol, so of course, you should get Malkus. You did one of the Lama Tes Malachis. It wasn't Letzorich Eichel. You tell me it was Letzorich Eichel Nefesh? Yeah, you're sitting there cooking by Shki or Beinu Tamzman, right? The Achron Shal Pesach. So obviously, you're going to eat the food after Yontif. So you're Oifa, Shaloibim. Mokum Litzorich Oichel Nefesh on Yontif, and Allah is going to get Malkus. Rabbi says you don't get Malkus. And Rabbi said a very big Chiddush. The reason is, Rabbi says we say Hoyol. What's Hoyol? Who said that right now this food is not Litzorich Oichel Nefesh? He says, what do you mean? You're home alone, and Yontif's over in an hour, and you're cooking food for a four course dinner. No. The teretz is, how do you know maybe guests are going to knock on the door and they're going to be starving and you're going to have to feed them, so you're going to give them the food. So hoyol, there's a sfaru miklahu le archim chazile, you'd have the food to give the archim, that's enough that you shouldn't be chayv. An amazing sfaru, not to be confused with mitoich, by the way, but an amazing sfaru. There's a sfaru called hoyol, that even though right now what I'm doing technically should be a problem, I'm baking on yontif and it's not with tzorich oichel nefesh, but at the same time, you never know. And being that you never know, that's enough of a reason that I shouldn't get Malchus. Frank Tois is a gewaldige kasha. If that's the case, Vim Toimer, I mean, and Hoyol, Im came batal to come lecha Shabbos, Hoyol v'roy l'choyle she'esh by sakana. That loch is he allowed to do malacha for choyle she'esh by sakana. So anytime a person does malacha on Shabbos, even if it's not for a choyle she'esh by sakana, say Hoyol. You never know. Maybe there'll be a choyle she'esh by sakana. So if there maybe will be a choyle she'esh by sakana, so this should always be a problem. And Tois says, v'yeish loimer, meaning it's a skishmak svara, and it's a good chab, says Toises. But at the end of the day, it says Toises, it doesn't work. And the reason it doesn't work is because it's loy shchiach klal ochoyle sheyesh by sakana. And being that it's loy shchiach klal, you don't have the svara of hoyle. I once saw the Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach in his Mincha Shlomo was mako for like Hatzolah members, different Isurei Shabbos based on Toises' kasha. Toises says you should say hoyle every time a person does a malacha on Shabbos, because you never know, it may be necessary for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So Tosfos says chayla sheyesh by sakana is lo shchiach klal. But Shlomo Zalman said that for a doctor or for a atzolah member, people that for whom it is shchiach to be in the presence of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, so now you can invoke the principle of Hoyol, and you could be more makel for them when it comes to different Yisurei Shabbos. It's an unbelievable koyach der Torah. But Rav Shlomo Zalman stelt zu this Tosfos to be makel with certain kulas with Atzolah based on there's a svar of Hoyol. Tosfos thought that it should work for everybody. So he says, no, lo shchiach klal. Who's around the chayla sheyesh by zakon? But these, there are people that are. And for a person like that, it could be there is a svar that maybe you could be a little bit more makel on Shabbos, even when it's not literally for the chayla. But being that he's in the presence of a and there's a svar of hoyol, you never know. So therefore, that in and of itself would be enough. But the Shagas Aryeh asked the Bamba Kasha. His Kasha was that we know Rabbi Eliezer Shita. We just learned Perik Rabbi Eliezer de Mila. Rabbi Eliezer also not only is Mila Doicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Mila is also Doicha Shabbos. So not every Malach is Machshirei Mila. But the Mishnah named two. The Mishnah says that you're allowed to carry Dalamas Peshus Rabbim for a Mila. You're allowed to be Kairis Eitzin. Violate the malach of Toilish for a mila. So, Freit the Shagas Aryeh, if that's the case, Lloyd Rabbi Eliezer, that Machshirei Mila is Doicha Shabbos. Why don't we say Hoyol? Why don't we say that if a person carries Dal and Amr Special Sarabim, he should never be Chayef? If a person's Koitzer Dal and Amr Special Sarabim, he should never be Chayef. You should say Hoyol.
Tosfos is kasha as it relates to all the malachas. Now Tosfos was asking from a chaylo sheyesh by sakana. Chaylo sheyesh by sakana, Tosfos says, is loishiach klal, is loyamin and hoyol. But mila b'shabbos is loishiach klal. How could you say that? It happens every Shabbos. So if it's not loishiach klal, why shouldn't that be enough of a reason to say hoyol? This was the Shagas Arias kasha. So the Shagas Arias with this said, maybe you can answer the Arachai Makudish's kasha. We know the parasha of the Makoshesh Eitzin. The Makoshesh was the first person that was Mechal Shabbos. And we saw some Machloikis in the Gemara what exactly the Makoshesh Eitzin did. He was Ma'amer, he was Toilish. What does the Pasik say in the beginning? Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Vayimtsu ish Makoshesh Eitzin b'yayim HaShabbos. Fake the Arachai, Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Well, we don't know that the Yidden were in the Midbar. Of course they were in the Midbar. We have a rabbi on this. Of course they were also there. This parasha Shlach. They're in the Midbar. They're not a Mitzrayim, they're not an Eretz Yisrael. So they were in the Midbar. This is part of the 40 years. So what's Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar? So he said, because what Mandama says, what was the Makoshesh Eitzin? He was a Toilish. Toilish is one of the malachis that are machshirei mila. It's something that you're technically allowed to do, l'tzarech ha'chol nefesh. So be that it's something that you're technically allowed to do, l'tzarech ha'chol nefesh. So said the Shagas Aryeh, l'chayru loy Rabbi Eliezer, how did they give the Makoshesh Eitzin? Misas Bezdin. How did they go ahead and they kill him? What happened to Hoyo? My kasha, said the Shagas Aryeh. What happened to Hoyo? You know what the teretz is? Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. The year they were in the Midbar. So what? In the Midbar, there was no Bris Milah. And being that there was no Bris Milah in the Midbar, so the year they were in the Midbar, there was no Bris Milah, so it comes out that Milah was also Lo Yishchiach Klal. There was no Bris Milah. If there was no Bris Milah, that was the Vayim to Ish Mekoshesh Eitzim B'yayim HaShabbos. So the Hakdama to the Mekoshesh of Vayim B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar said the Shag Yisari is Drush from the Shag Yisari. You don't get this every day. So what was the Hakdama of Vayim B'nei Yisrael B'Midbar? What it means is they were in the Midbar, so there was no Milah, being that there was no Milah, so it comes out there was no therefore, by him to wish because he ate some yema Shabbos, he was able to give him Mises Bezdin for being toilish. That's the fourth kasha. The fifth kasha is the Yeshuas Yaakov. The Yeshuas Yaakov asks this kasha and this pirish on Shulchan Aruch. It's an Aruch Chaim Simon Shin Chof Aleph. The Gemara says in the Sechta Shabbos, Dav Kuv Vav Omer Aleph. Kol HaMekalkalim Pturim. If someone does a malach on Shabbos, but when he does the malach on Shabbos, he was a Mekalkal. So the halacha is kol ha-mekalkalim peturim chutz mi-choyvel u-maver. There's two exceptions to the rule. If someone's choyvel on Shabbos, he causes someone a bruise on Shabbos, even though he was technically mekalkal, but kol ha-mekalkalim peturim, with the exception of someone that's a choyvel. If you're a choyvel, over there the halacha is you're not going to be chayv, that you'll be chayv even though you're mekalkal, and a maver is also going to be chayv. So the Gemara over there says that the makar to this is Rav Shimon, he's the one that holds kol ha-mekalkalim peturim. And how does he know that for a choyvel you're going to be chayv? Because he learned it out from Bris Milah. Because if someone, you see that, if Milah is the Torah needed a pasuk to tell us that Milah is Daicha Shabbos. When you need a pasuk to tell me Milah is Daicha Shabbos, typically you're a Makalkal anyways. So what do you see from there? Oh, that even though you're being Makalkal when you do Bris Milah, why be? Still you see that look, you needed a pasuk to tell me that Milah should be Daicha Shabbos. Must be that even though Makalkal is usually Potter, but at the same time, when it comes to Chavola over there, you're going to be chayv. So again, Mekalkal is usually Potter. Chavola is a major exception to the rule. If someone's Mekalkal b'chavola, the halacha is he's going to be chayv. How do I know that? From the fact that the Torah had to tell me that Milah is Daicha Shabbos. Again, what I need the Torah to tell me that Milah is Daicha Shabbos? Must be, if the Torah needed to tell me that Milah is Daicha Shabbos, this is a raya that Mekalkal is chayiv when it's a chavala. Because if even Mekalka the chavala is going to be potter, then it's pasha Mila is going to be Daicha Shabbos. When you do a Mila the Shabbos, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mila, and you're not being Mechal Shabbos. What do you mean? You're being chayivel? No, I'm not being chayivel, I'm being Mekalkal. I'm causing the child to bleed. Now the Gemara says, it's not so pasha, because who said Mila is kilkul? Mali lasakin Mila, Mali lasakin Mana. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Kuvav Amanah. But the Gemara comes out that there's an idea that Mila is considered a Maisa kilkul, and if that's the case, you have a raya that even though kol ha-mekalkalim peturim, but when it comes to chavala, it's going to be different. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov v'gishmak ha-kasha, Yisoydi. Who said that when we needed a pasuk to say that Mila is Daicha Shabbos, the chil Shabbos of Mila was chavala? Right? You ask anybody. Mila Shabbos is a problem. Mila Shabbos is not Daicha Shabbos. Mila Shabbos is not even Daicha Yant. Why? Because you'd be Mechal Shabbos. What's the chil Shabbos? It's very simple. You press Mila, there's blood, then there's a sakin. So of course, it's Chavala. Says Yeshuas Yaakov, I want to suggest maybe a different reason. Why maybe you should be Chayiv for doing a Bris Mila on Shabbos. Maybe it's Goizes. It's Goizes. The Mechaber says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Shin Men, also Litel Sa'ari, you're not allowed to cut here on Shabbos. Or it's a part of you, you're not allowed to cut your nails on Shabbos. Bein B'yad, Bein B'keli, Bein La'atzwe, Bein La'cherim. V'chayiv, Yechayiv Midai Reisal, Shtei Sairos, or even if it's a white hair out of black hair, Yechayiv, even if it's one. The halacha is that you're not allowed to be goyzeis here. You're not allowed to cut your nails on Shabbos. It's chul Shabbos deiraisa. Why? Because you're being toilish a davar megiduloi. So it's time as the issue is Yaakov. I think it's pashut that if somebody removes the arla, it's no different than cutting here. It's no different than cutting your fingernails. And if that's the case, when someone does milah on Shabbos, l'chayr is violating the malacha of goyzeis. If that's the case, said the issue is Yaakov. How did Chazal know only that if someone's mekalkel bechabura is chayev, but if somebody would be goyzeis on Shabbos, bim oifin kilkel, he wouldn't be chayev. L'chura, maybe the real issue that the Torah had over here was goyzeis, and still the Torah went ahead and said that milas doicha goyzeis. What do you want? You need a pasuk to tell me milas doicha goyzeis. Isn't it anyways mekalkel? Oh, the Torah says mekalkel begoyzeis is chayev. Meaning what comes out said the issue is Yaakov is that when someone does a meal on Shabbos, I think he's been going for two of the lamatas malachas. He's making a chabura. Okay, that's one. He's also being goyzeis. That's two. Now what do you need a pasuk for? L'chayr, you're being mekalkel. Oh, it's a raya that mekalkel bechabura is chayev. Efshef hakeret. Maybe it's a raya that mekalkel begoyzeis is chayev. How do you know the raya is mekalkel the chabura? Maybe the raya is mekalkel the goyzeis. Shmaka kasha. Right? You're being mekalkel over here. There's a kilkel. The child is being ruined on some level. Right? Avada, spiritually, he's being fixed. But practically, physically, b'metzius, he's bleeding. It's not a, right? There's an issue. There's a kilkel. Afal pikin, the Torah needed to tell me that mila is like, oh, must be that even though you're mekalkel, there's a problem. There's a raya mekalkel b'chabur chai. Right? The issue was Yaakov. Who said it's raya mekalkel b'chabur chai? Maybe it's raya mekalkel b'goyzes is chai. Maybe the issue wasn't chabur. Maybe the issue was goyzes. And maybe let's learn from here a tremendous halach that if someone goes ahead and someone is goyzeis, it's for this he's going to be chayev. That's the sixth kasha, or the fifth kasha. The sixth kasha is the Avnei Nezer's kasha. So we mentioned this earlier in the week. Now, Avnei Nezer asked the kasha when the Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Milah. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, they didn't do Bris Milah. Why not? So the Gemara says because the Ruach Tzafainis didn't grow, it's considered dangerous. Afal Pikin, Shevet Levi did do Bris Milah. They did Bris Milah. The pasuk says Kishamru im Rasechu Brischa Yinsayru. Rashi says in Parshas Vezayis Habracha, it's referring to Shevet Levi. Sheoisam Shenoldu B'Midbar Shal Yisrael Lo Imolu Es B'neim. Veheim Hayu Moilin Umolu Es B'neim. They went ahead and they did the Bris Milah. That's Kishamru im Rasechu, which is Milah. Ubrischa Yinsayru, which is Milah. The Shevet Levi, they did Bris Milah even when they were in the Midbar. And the Davnei Nezer and Yeridei Simin Shilchav Gimel Es. How are they allowed to do Bris Milah in the Midbar? The Chura, it's Aser. They're allowed to do Bris Milah in the Midbar. What gave them the right to do Bris Milah? You're not allowed to put yourself into a situation of sakana. So if it's avodah zara, it's gilu raya shvichas damim. That's something you're allowed to do. But to just go and put this into a situation, that shouldn't be okay. So I saw in the Pardes Yosin for David Mandelbaum, he says, Ro'isi mikvoit k'tushas admar mitzans shlita. Sha'am aleil Shabbos kodesh parashas bamidbar tofshin nun ches. So he wanted to shtel tzu that maybe the reason Shevet Levi was allowed to do this is based on an Amukah Yosef, and it's based on a Sefer HaChinuch. The Amukah Yosef says in Perik Ben Soir Moira that what happens if somebody puts a gun to you and says, either you eat the nevela or I'll kill you. Eat the nevela. What if you decide, no, I want to be frum. I want to go ahead and I'm not going to eat the nevela. He says, you know what? Kill me. Are you allowed to do that? So of course the halach is, you're not allowed to do that. Stating that, the Sefer HaChinuch says, the Nemukah Yosef says something unbelievable. He says, Aval, imhu adam gadol, if a person's an adam gadol, v'chassid, yorei shamayim, v'royesh hadar parutz, and he sees that the door needs to be fixed a little bit. Rashoy lekadesh Hashem, v'limsar atzmoy, afilu al mitzvah kalo, k'dei sheyiru ha'am v'yumadu liyiru as Hashem ulo'oy avoy b'chal libam. That if someone's a chassid, he's muchzik b'chassidus, a person like that does have a right to go ahead and do that. So it's true, ordinarily the halach is, you're not going to just give yourself up. You can't be frum on your own cheshbon. It's not something you're allowed to do. But there are situations where you're allowed to. And the Chinuch says the same thing. He says, that's why you find Rav Chinuch ben Tradian. I find Rabbi Akiva. He told Ter Barabim, even though it was a suicide mission. But he felt that there's exceptions to the rule. And he took advantage of that, and he went ahead and he did it. But the point is that if someone's a chassid and he's a Yorei Shamayim, he's sometimes allowed to go ahead and make a statement. So said the Tzanze Rebbe, he said that maybe that's the pshat. He said maybe the pshat is, Sheva Levi, they were chassidim. And they felt that this was something they were wanted to do. For whatever the cheshbon was in the middle, no one's doing bris milah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to be mois and nefesh. What's the question? You don't have a right to be mois and nefesh. Davnei Nezer's kasha. They decided they're going to do it anyway. So he said that's the hemshech in the psukim. Ulelevi amar, tumecha v'urecha le'ish chasidecha. Oh, because they were ish chasidecha, that's why kishamrim rasecha brischa yinsayro. Ish chasidecha, the chasid, that's the Mukah Yosef and Berek Mansayro Meir. If someone's a chasid, he's allowed to do this. The seventh kasha. And This is the Ponim Yofis is Kasha. This is from the Hafla. So the Ponim Yofis in the Hafla asks a Geshmaka Kasha. We know Asay is Doicha Lois Asay. However, the only time Asay is Doicha Lois Asay is if the Asay and the Lois Asay happen Be'idna. They happen at the same exact moment. But if they don't happen at the same moment, if they don't happen at the same exact time, so then the Halacha is that Asay is not Doicha Lois Asay. It has to be Be'idna. How do you know it? It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Masech the Shabbos, Kuf Lamid Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara is discussing tzaras bin doicha avoida. We don't have to go back into that. But Elam Ravashi, not Ravashi, Elam Ravashi. Hey Chamrin and Asi Asay v'docha lois Asay. When do we say Asay is doicha lois Asay? You go mila b'tzaras. It's like mila b'tzaras. Inami tzitz v'kalayim. The be'idna, the misakir laugh. Because the two things happen simultaneous. But over here, it's not happening simultaneously. So the Gemara gives two examples, a paradigm. What's the quintessential asay doicha lois asay? Where it's perfect, it's knocking, it happens at the same exact time. There's two examples. Mila v'tzaras and tzitzis kalayim. Let's go backwards. Tzitzis kalayim is easy. You put on tzitzis, it's also shatnes. No worries. Tzitzis is doicha the lois asay of kalayim. Mila v'tzaras, the child has a nega on the arlo. So you're allowed to do the mila, it's not a problem. The mila is doicha the tzaras. The two things are happening. Freight upon him, yof, is that floor, half floor fella. He says, I understand. He says, Milo and Tzaras is Be'idna? This is the paradigm, exhibit A, of a Be'idna? It's not even Be'idna. Because we just learned the Mishnah. If you do Milo without Priya, it's nothing. When is the Moil going to be over the Isser of removing the Tzaras? Hishama Benega Tzaras. When he takes off the Arlo. He's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. He has to do the Priya. Mol V'loi Paras HaMilo Kilo Loi Mol. It's afraid to flow. Why is this Be'idna? L'chur, it's not Be'idna. How's this Be'idna? L'chur, it's not Be'idna. So I'll tell you one Dover Nifla that I saw. And that is from the Shailos HaTshuvos Beis Yitzchak from Yitzchak Shmelkis. He was asked a question, and this is in Yoredeya Simen Tzadik Zayin, Nishalti. He says it was a Milan Shabbos. A fascinating question. We mentioned that once upon a time, there were 2 miles out of Bris. 1 mile did the Mila, and another mile did the Priya. Incidentally, there were Kehilas where they used to have 3 miles. One did the Mila, one did the Priya, one did the Metzitza. But it was very common, the Shulchan Aruch talks about, where 1 mile did the Mila, and another mile did the Priya. And the question, what happened was, there's a Mila on Shabbos, and the mile showed up, but the Pireya, the one that was supposed to do the Priya, didn't show up. And there were miles that knew how to do Mila, they didn't know how to do Priya. Right, we mentioned the Noit of Yehuda used to do Mila, he didn't do Priya, writes it himself in his Tshuva. And he said he didn't do Mila on Shabbos, because he was machmel like the Bis Yosef. He didn't want to do a Mila without a Priya. But the point is, the Mile, the one who was supposed to do the Mila showed up, the one that was supposed to do the Priya never showed up. And the question is, should you do the Bris Mila? It's a nice kasha. It's Shabbos, Mila is Leicha Shabbos. The problem is, Mavaloi Parah, Kilo Loi Mal. So if it's Kilo Mal, you're not going to end up doing the mitzvah. So if you're not going to end up doing the mitzvah, so the Pashtus was not. But the Beis Yitzchak wanted to entertain a tzad that maybe you should. So he said a ge'oinus, based on something we've mentioned so many times, but ain based medrash b'loi chiddush. He said, what's the lashon of the Chazal? Mal v'loi paras amila ki'ilu loy mal. We know there's many times it says in Chazal the word ki'ilu. Kalam megadlo yasim v'yisoyim v'tach besim mal olav akasav ki'ilu yodik. Kalam lamed es ben chaver etayra mal olav akasav ki'ilu yodik. Hamal b'pnei chaver berabim ki'ilu. But you find the word ki'ilu many, many times in Shas. And the achroinim, he brings it from his zeyde the Chacham Tzvi. Beis Yitzchak was an enkel of the Chacham Tzvi. But we've mentioned it from the Rav Shlomo Kluger and Chachma Shlomo in the beginning of Evan Ezer. But every ki'ilu, is it literally or it's just like a mush? It's only ki'ilu. So he says, Movaloi paras hamila. It doesn't say it's not mila. It's ki'ilu loy mal. So according to that side of all the achroinim, that ki'ilu's not mamish. It's only a mushal. It's ki'ilu. Kolamagadu yasim v'sam yotech besa. It's only ki'ilu yodai. Amalamiz ben chaver etayr. It's only ki'ilu. It's not mekayim the mitzvah purvu when you're ki'ilu yodai. No. Of course you are mekayim the mitzvah. You still have an obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah. It's ki'ilu yodai. See here too, mavalei pare is only ki'ilu loy mal. But Kubi really did do the bris mila. So if he did do the bris mila, maybe you should go ahead and you should do the mila. This was his shaila. He says, Pashut, you told me it's a Mishnah. It's Kilo Loi. See, how could you do it? If you're not being Mekayim the Mitzvah, you'd be Mechal Shabbos. But he says, it's only Ki'ilu. Being it's only Ki'ilu, it's going to be different. And just to end with a Kasha, we mentioned this last week. But again, we're going through the Achrayim. One more Kasha from the Chassam Sofer. And again, that is the Chassam Sofer's Kasha in Shabbos Kuvav Amid Aleph. And that is that why is it okay every time there's a Mila B'Shabbos, why do we do the Mila first thing in the morning? It's Rizim Makdim El Mitzvahs. Shouldn't we push it off until later in the day? Push it off later in the day. Like this, you could do the Mila and the Priya on Shabbos. And the Mitzitza, you do after Shabbos. Why put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to do the Mitzitza, which involves Chilul Shabbos,
where you're now violating Shabbos mishum pekuach nefesh. The child has a din of a chayla sheyesh by sakana. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to violate Shabbos for a chayla sheyesh by sakana. So why are you allowed to do lechatchila? So we said this is a raya maybe to Rabbi Elazar Levi Yishhorowitz's letter that he had from the Chassam Sofer that mitzitz is not part of the mitzvah, but it's all mishum sakana. But either way, the kasha is a bomb kasha. It's the Chassam Sofer's kasha. So again, we had 8 questions on the mitzvah of Mila, the Shara Melech's kasha in Perik Yubei, Hilchas Avodah Zara, the Bar Yitzchak's kasha, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's kasha, in Shaul's Tshuva's Bar Yitzchak, Simon Yudalid, the Chassam Sofer's kasha, in Shaul's Tshuva's Chassam Sofer Yerodeir, Simon Reish Mem Tes, the Shagas Aryeh's kasha, why don't you say Hoyol, according to Rabbi Eliezer, all the Machshirei Mila shouldn't be us, the Yeshua's, the Aktiv's kasha, in his Pirush and Shulchan Aruch, in our Chaim Simon, Shin, Chav, Aleph, how do you know Mekalkal B'chaburah's chayef, maybe Mekalkal B'goizah's chayef, the Avnei Nez's kasha, in Yerodeir, Shin Chav Gimel, how did Sheva Levi have a right to give themselves up? Suicide mission. Technically, it worked out for them, but they should have had no right halachically to be able to do it. Maybe because Levi Yomar to Mechul Rechel the Ishchasidecho Chos is allowed to put himself out there. We have the Panim Yofis's kasha, which by the way is in Parshas Tazria, and then the Chassam Sofer's in Tzveitamo. The Chassam Sofer's kasha, and that is why every meal of the Shabbos should be pushed off until the end of the day. It's like this: you shouldn't have to after the meal and the priya be mechal Shabbos.